Peeling back the special effects, magic, and time travel, Jacob Lickenstaff reveals that physics are at the root of the most fantastic stunts in Jerry Bruckheimer's Prince of Persia.
It wouldn't be summer without a Jerry Bruckheimer blockbuster, and Memorial Weekend brought the first of 2010 with Prince of Persia: The Sands of Time. This is just the latest movie based on a video game, following in the footsteps of such classics as Super Mario Bros., Mortal Kombat, and Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. I'm left wondering when Pong, Duel on the Court, will come out. Though most students are on summer holiday by now, science teachers can save up scenes from summer movies to spark discussions when classes resume in the fall. The Prince of Persia here is Dastan, a poor boy adopted by the Persian king, who has two biological sons, Garziv and Tus. Dastan, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, will never inherit the throne, but he is loved by the king, who respects his bravery and innovation on the battlefield. Acting on the advice of the king's brother Nizam, the three brothers lead an assault on the holy city of Alamut. Dastan's high-risk attack on a side gate leads to the assault's success, and Dastan takes a beautiful and mysterious dagger from a palace guard.
This is no ordinary dagger.
Releasing the sand turns back time. Only the holder of the dagger is aware of what's happened.
Did you see that?
Afterward, the king objects to the attack because of Alamut's sacred status, but appears placated when Dastan presents a captured prayer robe as a gift. Unfortunately, the robe is poisoned, and Dastan is suspected of killing the king. He barely escapes from the city with Princess Tamina and the dagger, discovering by accident that the dagger has the power to turn back time, if only for a minute. The rest of the plot follows Dastan's search for his father's killer, taking him through a number of unlikely twists and turns. I'm not going to discuss time travel or the magical elements in the film. Instead, I'll make some suggestions for physics teachers who want to connect motion and energy to students' summer entertainment. Dastan spends a great deal of the film trying to get into or out of tight spots, and being chased by large numbers of enemies. He uses every available bar, ledge, stairway, rooftop, rope, and basket to his advantage. Most of the stunts look very much like parkour, a relatively new sport that began in France in the late 20th century. The point of the sport is to learn how to use the strength and balance of a gymnast to move through an urban environment quickly. The activity is also sometimes called free running. An enthusiast might avoid the time-consuming stairs instead of choosing to jump from the second floor of a structure to the ground, or he might climb over a wall instead of bothering with a gate or door that's out of the way. Why waste time going down to the ground floor to cross the street when you can jump from one rooftop to the next? Needless to say, the potential for injury is very great, but experienced freerunners use solid physics principles to protect themselves. To avoid injury when landing from a great height, for example, you need to absorb the impact over the greatest time possible, or transfer straight-line motion into rotational motion. Athletes do this by landing with their knees bent, so that the flexing of their legs slows their body over a longer time interval than if they landed with legs straight. If the landing is particularly hard, it can help to land and roll forward, rather than trying to stop immediately. The roll transfers a great deal of kinetic energy from translation, that is, getting from one place to another, into rotation, the spinning of the body. You can see the young Dastan using this trick in the trailer for The Prince of Persia, which is available online. I use a similar technique quite often in rollerblading. The brakes on rollerblades are too small to help me stop quickly, and it isn't possible to use the classic hockey stop that can be done on ice. Instead, I slow down a bit with the brake and then spin to come to a complete stop. Now, while I don't see many Academy Award nominations in the offing for Prince of Persia, it's a good start to the summer movie season, and physics teachers can make use of Dastan's feats of urban gymnastics to kick off discussions of energy in September.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
That's impossible.
Difficult, not impossible.